Always good to be back with you here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. Well, we began Clear Path in early 2014. Hard to believe it's already coming up on 3 years. But we started the program when many of the provisions of the new health care law, the Affordable Care Act, were just going into effect. Fast forward to today, and many are wondering what the fate of the Affordable Care Act will be in the new Trump administration. Here to discuss the Affordable Care Act and some highlights from the fourth annual survey on health coverage and health care conducted by the Transamerica Center for Health Studies is none other than Hector De La Torre, who leads the Transamerica Center for Health Studies. Hector, what do people need to know, essentially, as they make decisions for 2017 about health care?
I appreciate that you mentioned that when we started, because I'd like to remind our listeners that TCHS is a nonpartisan, policy-neutral, consumer-oriented nonprofit. Over the last few years, we spent a lot of time and energy explaining the Affordable Care Act because it is the law of the land, as well as other healthcare options that aren't related to the ACA. We'll continue to provide nonpartisan, unbiased information about health coverage and health care to our listeners and to the people who visit our website. You can visit for simple, easy-to-read explanations about health coverage and the many options available, and we will keep it up to date with any changes.
Essentially, the headline here is we don't know. We have to move forward on the presumption that the ACA is the law of the land.
Absolutely. The exchanges are still open. They will be open through the end of January.
Yeah.
You can enroll for individual health insurance. And so, if you're doing that, go ahead and do that. If you're getting insurance through your employer, go ahead and sign up through open enrollment like you would normally and pay your premium. As long as you're paying your premium and that policy is offered by the insurer, you will be insured. So whatever happens to the infrastructure behind that won't impact the actual coverage. So that's the most important thing is get your coverage, pay your premium, and you should be okay while the transition is happening to whatever is going to come after.
So with this latest survey, what are the top priorities or concerns that surface when it comes to healthcare as we move into 2017?
Well, the big one is cost. It's the biggest issue for consumers. On average, 41% of consumers say that being able to afford their medical care is at the top of their healthcare priority list.
Wow.
Moving into 2017, Americans' top priorities are access to care, one-on-one time with their doctors, and paying for their associated expenses that are medical. These consumer priorities are vital because they can be impacted by whatever changes end up happening with the Affordable Care Act.
During the election cycle, of course, the ACA was certainly a contentious issue and debate among elected officials in Washington and even in the media. Did your survey uncover that this feeling of contention among consumers, among everyday Americans? Are they
Not at all. Interestingly, 51% of the respondents to our survey had a neutral opinion of the ACA. The other interesting thing is a most recent poll that I've seen, not ours, the Kaiser Family Foundation, asked about specific provisions of the Affordable Care Act, and three of them jump out at me because they had over 80% support. Number one, allowing young adults to stay on their parents' health insurance plan until they're 26. Number two, eliminating out-of-pocket costs for many preventive services. And number three, closing the Medicare prescription drug donut hole so people on Medicare no longer have to pay the full cost of medications.
That's all we have time for on this edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.